join Helen on Inspired Radio, 10 to 12 p.m. Mondays, Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Yes, everyone, you have the power in you. There's no doubt about it. Welcome to Inspired Radio. I'm Helen Taylor. This show is all about change and getting uncomfortable because it all starts with you. You can sit around your whole life waiting for your life to get better, but no one else is going to do it for you. You have to do it yourself. So I'm going to have some conversations like usual with people who are creating change and people who are comfortable with being uncomfortable. So let's start a good conversation here on Inspired Radio. Today we're going to meet someone who knows all about change, and I know he knows about uncomfortable. Craig Cole, welcome.
Thank you very much, Helen, for the opportunity, and what a great way to start. What a magnificent way to start. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. It's one of my favourite sayings.
Absolutely. Now, before we really get into this, Craig, I'm just going to explain to people a little bit about you. I'm really happy to have you here because we're going to have a heartfelt and honest conversation about the incredible changes that you've experienced over the last 6 years. But I just want to give people a little bit of a rundown on you. That sounds pretty ominous.
If you leave anything out, Helen.
That sounds ominous, doesn't it? Okay, so let's just say politics. State coordinator for A1, ran as an independent for the federal seat of Casey, and you're in the Victorian state election for the seat of Mombog. You're also the founder of Leave Our Kids Alone, which focuses on stopping the sexualisation of children. Mm-hmm. A large part of your message and purpose is about our kids and our young adults. Right. And you've also, for the last 3 years, been the conference MC for the Cosmic Consciousness Expo as well. Correct. What a diverse bunch of stuff.
And let's not forget Team Warrior Spirit as well either, Helen.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
The website, teamwarriorspirit.com, we can get a cheap plug in. So
he's getting in at the beginning. I usually do the plugs at the end, but we'll do it again at the end, so, and we'll talk a little bit about that too, yeah?
Yeah.
But let's start firstly with the last 6 years.
Yep.
What changed for you? What happened?
Yeah, so I'll just correct you on one of those things. So I'm the previous coordinator for that organisation, A1. I left back in February last year, so I'm no longer with those guys.
So politics is the past?
Maybe not. I'm debating whether to run in the next year's state elections here in Victoria. But that'll depend on what the landscape looks like. So I'll weighing up a few options as we speak, Helen. So, yeah, but 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I suppose the epiphany come about 20 years ago when I started working with youth, and that come about through my pro wrestling career. I was used to go down to the training, one of the training academies once a week and train the younger guys on the showmanship and the ring craft and the basics, you know, how to entertain and how to be a showman.
So for me, a novice here, that's like the Hulk Hogan's,
yeah, the
or something.
Hulk Hogan sort of stuff. Yeah, yeah, that's what I used to do. And okay. As you know, it's a performance. So you've got to be a showman, you've got to be entertaining, you've got to resonate with people to entertain people. And people coming in and paying their money, they want to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it's your obligation and your duty as a performer to entertain them. And that is sports entertainment. It's not just about the entertaining side of things as well too. So I started working with...
All the world is a stage, Craig, isn't it? Everything becomes, you know, acting, yeah. Putting on a show.
Yeah, well, there's many hats that you wear, isn't there? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was training you guys once a week, and cut a long story short, a friend of mine, who was a wrestler as well, come down to the training one night and called me the next day and said, mate, you should think about what I'm doing is working with the kids. I said to him at the time, I said, Joe, I haven't got the patience to work with kids 5 days a week. And
uh-huh.
I went down and had a chat to his boss, or ended up being my boss, and did the volunteer hours and all the ticked off all the boxes that you need to tick to work with kids. And
it's been a pretty main theme for you.
Yeah, it has.
So for a long time.
Started in 2006, I started working and facilitating programs and mentoring mentoring young people in the community.
Why was that? Why do you think that that was knocking on your door?
Stepping into your purpose, my friend. Yeah, uh-huh. It's the universe pushing you in a way that you need to be pushed without you actually realising what's happening at the time. But when you take a step back and look, and I'm really big on that, is taking a step back and looking at yourself from the third person point of view. It's really important, which is, you know, your higher self, your spirit, your soul, because we're not our meat suits.
Look out, people. We're going down rabbit holes here.
Yeah, we're deep. We're deep. Well, if you think of your flesh and bones and your thoughts walking around, God bless you, you probably need to reassess.
There's much more to us than that.
Exactly. Yeah. We are deep divine beings. But 6 years ago, I really started to connect. And even as a young fella, I'd look up at the stars and think, there's more than this existence than to going to work, educating yourself, paying your bills and having a bit of fun from time to time in your pastimes, but there's got to be more.
Yes.
It was just an innate, ingrown feeling that there's more.
Yeah.
And there is, as we both know, and many people out there listening will know as well too.
It's like a radar, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And then 6 years ago I really started to get in touch with your true self, your spirit, your soul, your spiritual self.
Mm-hmm.
And
how did you do that? What started that? Because we had a conversation last week with Michelle and she said she started with Reiki and she started with some meditation.
Yeah, I had did start to meditate. And it's funny, people will be placed in your path that are meant to be there. So it was just having different conversations with different people, just different friends. And then a friend of mine, she did the Reiki healing, so I went along and had one of those for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a bit of a graphic story, so if you're having your breakfast, don't visualise this.
Oh, no.
But I had a Reiki healing, went for about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Fell asleep and I felt, you know, pretty good afterwards and very reflective.
So for those people out there that don't know, Reiki is about working with energy. So it's really delving into the unknown kind of energies, unseen energies.
Yeah, be careful who you choose as your Reiki healer too as well. It's really important.
Oh, it comes with a warning.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so 3 hours of a healing, then what?
Yeah, then I went back and at that stage where I was living, I used to go out in the backyard and every night to finish the day after your daily reflections and used to stand in the middle of the backyard and just in bare feet, no matter what, you know, whether it was raining, whatever, stand in the backyard in the bare feet and just do my meditating and with my arms sort of palms outstretched and not in a seated position, in a standing position. And anyway,
what did that do for you? Like bare feet, out in the fresh air, staring at the stars, what did it do for you?
It's hard to put it into words. It's, and this word gets bandied around far too easily, but it's enlightening, it's invigorating, and it's a connection. It's really hard to put energy into words, as you know.
Yeah.
It was just a connection.
Mm-hmm. Because some people will say too that it was grounding you by having bare feet, you know, and it discharges a energetic charge from our bodies, electrical charge.
It's massively important to ground, get out in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they put rubber on our shoes to disconnect us. So I might want to do a bit of research into that if you're listening.
Yeah. Another rabbit hole, folks.
Oh, you'll be going down a few rabbit holes after this hour's finished today, Helen. Don't worry about that.
But, I mean, we call them – I just want to say something there. We call them rabbit holes, everybody, but, you know, really it's just opening up doors to things that other people haven't explored and may not understand. You know,
absolutely.
We're being a bit flippant here with it, but there's importance to –
Well, there's importance because here's one for you. Here's what you get with me is deep conversations. We've basically been lied to about everything since birth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the facts.
Mm-hmm.
That's the facts. Okay.
Yep.
Everything that you think you know, wipe it off the whiteboard and start again, basically.
That's a big pill for people to swallow.
Yeah, it's massive. Maybe start with the Tartarian Empire.
Yeah.
Okay? Maybe start with that. Start with something, not that it's small, but...
Well, we're not going to go there today, Craig.
No, we're
I
not.
Hear you,
no.
right? But
yeah.
yes, you've got a point, and you know that I've been down those
yeah.
research and investigation pathways
yeah.
to know that, you know, yeah, our reality is not quite what it is that we think it is.
No.
And we need to really start becoming aware of just what is happening around us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for dragging me back on point, because I tend to do that, veer off a little bit.
That's all right, and I'm really good at bringing people back on point too.
But yeah, I was standing in the middle of the backyard and having this great meditation after my Reiki healing, and then I just felt sick, like a vomit sort of feeling.
Okay.
And I actually
So is that the grossest part we're going to have?
That's the grossest part.
Good-o. It's
okay.
over. Thank
yeah.
you.
So I projectile vomited.
Oh, it wasn't the grossest part. Okay, thanks.
Righto. Okay. Disclaimer. But you know when you're vomiting, it doesn't feel good. This actually felt good.
Oh, right.
It was a strange feeling. It actually felt good. And I went and contacted my friend afterwards, and she started laughing. She goes, "You dummy." She goes, "You just purged." She goes,
right.
"It's a good thing."
Right, so. Well, we don't mean to put everybody off going and having a Reiki healing, because I know in my own experience they can be very calming
feeling.
And peaceful.
It was a calming, peaceful feeling.
But you were obviously ready to release or purge something.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And then it just progressed from there, and it's just like a...
So that was your beginning to opening up the world of spirituality?
I wouldn't say it was the beginning. It was a significant moment.
Okay,
yeah.
We're going to leave it right there for the moment and go to a song. We'll be
beautiful.
Back soon, folks.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be alone. I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. I can feel my face when I'm she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. When we're deep in love. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Girl, I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry. When I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it.
Welcome back, everyone. Helen here and Inspired Radio till 12. You were just listening to Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd. I'm here with my guest, Craig Cole, having a great conversation about his life, the changes that he's made and the uncomfortable things that he's gone through. So, Craig, let's just come back, right, to the last 6 years. Mm-hmm. You said to me in a prior conversation, in 2019, you started to figure out the truth and you started to figure out who you really were.
Yeah, the truth about myself, I've probably been called a conspiracy theorist for the last 30 years of my life, but the truth in terms of the truth of who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said earlier, we're not our meat suit. We're not our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you are spirit. You are.
So, what happened in 2019 that made you really go deeper into that?
Just the practices of the meditation, the different healings, the sound healings, and the frequency healings, and then you start to develop a real hunger for the truth. You really do. So, and then you know you go down, do a bit more research, but it's just really connecting with you, and the meditation's a really important part of that in terms of connecting with yourself,
mm-hmm.
Your true self, your higher self, which is your spirit. Whatever your beliefs are, that's fine. But
as opposed to what? So if you're, you know, connecting within yourself, that's as opposed to connecting outside of yourself.
Opposed to believing that you are the version of yourself that the Matrix programming has led you to believe you are.
Okay. And when we say Matrix programming, I mean, for me, I wrote a book about that.
Yeah.
About I became my mum, I became my dad, I became what the school wanted. Is that what you're talking about with programming?
Yeah, in essence, that's one element of it, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's you know, sitting in that ego state as opposed to our higher state and our true state.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's programming we've received since birth.
Yeah. You know? And there's a big difference, isn't there, between an ego state and who we truly are.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because, you know, what I found, and you probably have too, when you do public speaking and things like that, you start realizing that the people that are looking for answers are actually good, kind, loving people. That's who we truly are.
Most people are.
But the ego state is something very, very contrary to that.
Yeah, correct.
It can be very dark. It can be very negative.
Well, the ego state, you build up walls, you put protections in, you project your vomit onto people. There's a whole host of examples of your ego state.
Sure.
Gee whiz.
So what have you done in the last 5 years that got you uncomfortable?
Most things.
Everything.
I still, people say it's so easy for you, Craig. Is it? Like, this is, like, even now when I get up to public speak at certain events and things, I still have a tinge of nerves in
there.
And that doesn't, but that's a good thing. They're good nerves. It shows that you are human, because at the end of the day, we are having a human experience. Okay?
Well, nerves certainly make you feel alive,
exactly.
Don't they?
Yeah. So we experience all our emotions, which is a great thing. You know, even the negative ones, which makes us appreciate the positive emotions that we experience as well too. So everything. I mean, gee whiz, if you had told me 10 years ago that I was going to run as a candidate in elections, I would have laughed at you.
Yes.
If you had told me 30 years ago I was going to work with kids and that would be my my focus and my livelihood and that would be my, my focus, I would have laughed at you as well too. So it's been a really, what's the word I'm looking for? Enlightening, let's use that word again, experience in terms of finding yourself as well.
But it also tells me that you've been open to change.
Well, you have to be. Yeah, you have to be. Yeah, not so much change, or change in terms of your direction. And
yes.
Just allowing and just going into that flow state. And as you know, you'll take one direction and that then from that one direction you take, you've got five options on where to go from there. So you'll go down that path and then you'll go down that and then more windows will open there. And
yeah.
So it's just been, and all those windows that open, you're gaining more knowledge and developing more experience as well too. Like, I don't have, my level of schooling's year 9. I didn't have haven't got a year because school did not resonate with me at all.
You and me, Blake. Okay?
Yeah. So I'm self-taught. I'm self-learned. Okay. Everything I do. Okay. When I started in the gym. All right.
Well, try telling Lindsay Fox that he needed education. He left school at 13, didn't he?
There you go. So, you know, a message to any young people out there when you must get an education, you must get a name. What a load of baloney, seriously. Yes, it's important to be educated, okay, but you don't need an education because this is the way they brainwash these poor kids and put so much pressure and so much anxiety on these poor kids at school is you've got to have an education, you've got to have an education. Shut up.
There's a lot of people out there now calling it an indoctrination system.
Well, it is an indoctrination system.
And if you actually research the history of education, it goes right back to it was a Prussian system. I'm going to leave it to everybody else to go and investigate that little rabbit hole.
Yep.
But when you go back and you look at where it started from, it was started as an indoctrination system to create a lot of obedient people looking to authority and doing what they're told.
We don't want them to think too much, just think enough to be able to work and pay their taxes.
Yes.
That's all they want.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah, exactly.
Because I was only thinking the other day about freedom and what everybody thinks is freedom.
Yeah.
And, you know, try pulling your kids out of school and doing something different and see how easy that is. Mm. Try leaving a hospital or pulling a loved one out of hospital partway through some sort of treatment or procedure and see how easy that might be. You know, it was just a thought that I was having. It was like, we think we've got the choices, but sometimes the systems are dictating louder and with a heavier hand than what we actually think.
Yeah, so it's about breaking away from those systems. And the only way you do that is with your own mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Mindset's massive.
And is that why you got into politics?
I got into politics by choice to want to make a difference because I've seen the quality of people that are governing us, and you wouldn't let some of these people in charge of your local bingo centre, let alone, you know, making decisions that affect the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of our politicians is just abysmal. It really is. I mean, there is the odd exception, okay, but they're all yes people. None of them can make a decision. None of them have the courage to make a decision.
And I remember myself over the years watching fresh people going in. You know, there were a couple of different people that I thought, oh, my gosh, they really had good ideas and they're going to do all sorts of things. And, you know, it's like another indoctrination system. Once they would get into politics, slowly but surely they changed and they conformed and they lost that freshness and that vitality that they had.
Now, that's the courage within themselves to not to conform. To buckle up and say, hey, no, this is wrong. This is not what I get in it for. Okay, but they see the pay packet. They see the perks. It's like, okay, I'll water down my or succumb to the what I'm being asked to do here because I've got a nice cushy life now.
We've all had to do that at certain times, haven't we? We had to rationalise with ourselves. I don't think what I'm being asked to do is you know, agrees with me, or maybe it's morally not quite right. But then we weigh it up against keeping a job and keeping some pay and things like that.
Yeah, that's right. But there's an extra responsibility when you are given the privilege of being a collective of people's representative and their voice. All our politicians are is elected representatives for us. They are our voice to speak up in Parliament about what we want. Now, that's been far removed, Helen. It really has. We've got to get that back. And part of that getting that back is educating people to stand into their power. To say, it's in the Constitution, the last line of the Constitution, the pen lies firmly in the hand of the people. Well, we need to take that pen, and I'll be polite, and stick it where the sun doesn't shine.
No rude words, thank you. And I think, isn't this something that in the last 5 years, a lot of people have started to question and query?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, it is, but there needs to be more.
Okay. All right, we're going to another song. We'll be back soon. Thank you. Inspired Radio. We're here till 12 today and I'm having a wonderful conversation. We're going all around the world with the topics, aren't we, Craig?
I'm always doing talking to you, Helen. It's fantastic. Our phone conversations are always brilliant. We solve the problems of the world and...
Yep. Yeah, if only everyone had listened to us, Craig. Hey?
That's why we're here.
So before we go any further, I've got to keep reminding myself to do that. That song that you were just hearing is Feel It Still by Portugal the Man. All right, where to now? We're talking about the last 5 years. We touched on politics.
Yep.
Right? What's been your main focus?
With regards to the last 5 years?
We had the lockdowns, all the overreach with regulations and all sorts of things.
Yep.
Coming out of that, what's been your focus?
Yeah, well, just on that, we are not here to be governed. We are not.
I think we already touched on that.
Yeah, we're here to follow the basic common law principles of no harm, loss or damage, and that's it, and just be free sovereign beings that we're designed to be.
I still have little visions every now and then of the town centre and everybody gathering, to collectively run down a few issues for the village and decide what needs to be done and what needs to change.
I'll just ask people out there, are you happy? Like, just sit there and ask yourself, are you happy with the level of governance that you have on you? The bureaucrats and the politicians and the red tape, everything you do these days to get... Everything is tick a box and it's a headache. You ring up any government department, you've got to go jump through all these hoops. Enough. How much longer are we going to keep accepting? Are you happy with that? Sit with that. The next time you sit there and thinking, rather than grabbing your phone and scrolling through mindlessly and looking through things, just sit there and ask yourself, are you happy? Now, there'll be a lot of people listening to this that are already all over what I'm saying, but there'll be many that aren't.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And I think that you've got a good point there, but I don't think it just applies to government. I just find that through business, ringing up any corporation and trying to get solutions and answers.
Yeah.
I mean, 10, 20, 30 years ago, we could do that quite quickly.
Quite easily.
You'd get somebody that kind of knew the scope of their business and their position, and they could help you and deal with things quite well.
Yeah, correct.
But... you're finding it too. I'm finding that I talk to these people now and it's like everyone's being polite and they're saying all these lovely things, but not much is getting done.
No. No.
What is that?
So everyone's being polite and saying all the right things from the authoritarian point of view. Is that what you're saying? Or
just even ringing up a bank and wanting to know some solutions. Like I had a payment come out of my account and, I had to go through all this rigmarole. Firstly, push this button and then that button. And then secondly, having to explain a whole heap of things about who I was, firstly, before I could find somebody to actually help me with the situation itself.
Yeah.
And then when I got to that point, she couldn't help me because The day before, I tried twice to ring up the bank and sat for 30 minutes on hold with lovely music and announcements. Twice, and I couldn't get through. So the next day when I finally rang them up, the payment had been processed. Mm.
A big part of that is people don't have the confidence to make a decision for themselves.
Okay. That's a good point.
Especially in organisations, because once again, take it back to everyone's just being dumbed down so much. Is, oh, no, I can't rock the boat, I can't say this, I can't do that. Make a decision for you. You know, have the power. And that's one of the big focuses I've been focusing on for the last 3 years, is stepping into your power, stepping into your confidence. Okay.
I think you've got a really good point there, because people are getting a little afraid of actually making a decision or even a choice.
And you know why, Helen? It's because there's this culture, and it's driven in the media, okay, that, you know, and it's the oldest story in the book. You know, you could do 100 good things for someone. You do one thing that they don't approve of, and that's all you're labelled with. Okay.
Right.
We've got to stop that. So people or handball to someone else or not make a decision in fear if they get it wrong, in fear of the backlash.
I don't need people out there focusing on what I do wrong. I can do that myself.
but a big part of that people not making decisions is because they are afraid of getting it wrong and afraid of the backlash.
That's sad, isn't it? You know, I think you and I have learned a lot through our mistakes.
Helen, if I was afraid of the backlash and what people said, I'd be curled up in a fetal position in the corner of the room. I don't care. Now, this is not an arrogant statement. It is, I generally don't care what people's opinions of me, because most of those opinions are because you've Chinese whispers, for starters.
Gossip.
Or gossip, okay? Just on that, gee whiz. If you are someone who is on a journey, you consider, and you're connecting with your your spirituality and all the rest of it, if you are still one of these people who are divulging in gossip, divulging in backstabbing, you're on the wrong path and you've got to reflect a little bit more.
Okay? Well, I call that the moral compass, right? And that was part of what I think was dominant for me. I started checking in on my own behaviour.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I wanted people in my reality, in my world, to treat me well, I had to start first.
Yeah, but it's honest conversations with self.
Yes.
And that's part of your daily, so you set your intention every day, okay? All right, because we've got to stop waking up and just waiting for things that they happen like an accident. I mean, you'll know the set of tasks you have to do, okay, but your emotional reaction to everything is part of your intention that you set. Okay, so yes, I've got to go to that meeting. Yes, that person triggers me, or yes, that topic triggers me. Okay, how am I going to act with that, and how am I going to handle that?
Because who's responsible for that?
Exactly, you are.
Yeah.
Okay, stop projecting your vomit onto society, because you won't look at yourself and have honest conversations with yourself.
Jeez, you use that word vomit a fair bit, don't you?
Yeah, well, it's very appropriate.
But I get what you're saying. Yeah. What we're saying to people is that we need to take full responsibility for who we are, our behaviour, and the choices we make.
Correct. And that's okay, without judgment on the self. And that's another reason why people don't sit there and have those honest conversations, because they instantly go to judgment on self. Okay? You know, I'm a big fan of Peter Crone's work. If you haven't come across Peter Crone, petercrone.com. He's, I've studied him a lot lately, the last year, and learning so much, okay? And, you know, one of his things is, you know, things happen the way they happen because they happen. And you can't change it.
Okay? Well, and, you know, we're here to share personally what's happened to us and how we've changed.
Correct.
Because for me, I got to a point where all the information out there was just too much. It was way too much, right? You can become mentally exhausted.
Yeah,
you can become emotionally exhausted.
Yeah.
So I started to have just this particular rule of thumb that says, I don't really want to listen to somebody else unless they're telling me their personal experience.
Yeah.
And how, if they want to tell me about a modality or something else, well, tell me what you've done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Because it was my way of trying to narrow down the gossip and the secondhand information.
Yeah. great idea. Yeah, great. Just get them to... Exactly. That's a great strategy.
Mm.
Yeah. But it is about having those honest conversations with self. Mm. You know, it's funny, isn't it? We bemoan... If someone lies to us, we get so upset. But we lie to ourselves on a daily basis and are comfortable with it. How's that work? So demand the same from yourself as what you demand from other people. That's a good start.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Let's go to a song, hey?
Okay.
We'll be back soon.
Ain't it just like a tear to go and blur out everything? Ain't it just like glass to fall and break so easily? Ain't it just like love to leave a mark on the skin and underneath? Yeah, when the pain goes and shadows everything. Keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. When it hurts too much to see, sometimes. Ain't it the saint who picks up the pieces left behind? Yeah, and it's human to hurt the one you hurt, the one you love the most, and you can't find the sun.
Radio. I'm back here with Craig Cole. Around and round we go. Where we stop, we never know, do we?
Exactly, yeah.
So tell me, I want to ask a question about injustice. What does injustice mean for you? He's still here, people.
I am. I can't put that into a sentence, Helen.
Okay. But it's a big theme for you, is that right?
Injustice has always sat with me since a child. Yeah. Just what's wrong in the world has always just eaten up at me. And I suppose that's just been a natural evolution. But I think a big part of that, and as you know, what's wrong in the world can be fixed with people stepping into their power and getting the best out of themselves. So, because if we... hand on the desk again. If we can... What I mean by that, and just bear with me on this...
No, I want to know what it means to you.
Okay. So what it means to me, and I'm speaking about myself here as well too, in terms of the message to the wider community listening as well, is... I've got a great saying, focus on the process and the result takes care of itself. You are the process. We're all looking for a destination to get to. Stop. You're the destination. If you can operate on the best, you can operate on the best version of yourself that you can be, everything else around you will fall into place eventually. And we've got to sit in patience, okay? Sitting in patience, sitting in gratitude, that's a great thing as well too. I mean, the drive out here from Belgrave out to Healesville today was a beautiful drive, you know, and just not being concerned with the traffic and all the rest of it, just the surrounds and the sun coming through the roof and just being grateful for the little things, you know, the sun on your face through the window and just the little things and just being grateful for that. I think we overlooked that as people as well too. I'm going sort of all over the place.
No, that's all right, because that's something that I certainly teach and profess is stop. Firstly, slow down.
Just slow down. Slow down. We're in so much of a hurry to get to the next thing all the time. And that's where our anxiety comes from as well too. Okay, that scarcity, that lack. You know, most people have that, the scarcity before their feet have even hit the floor for the day. The alarm goes off. It's like, oh, I've got to go this and I haven't got enough time to do this. So automatically they're living in lack. And that's what scarcity is.
You're right, because I remember doing that myself years ago. It was like that just started and encompassed the whole day.
Yeah. Now, your subconscious behaviour, as you know, controls 90% of your behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, your programs.
Programming controls 90% of your behaviour. And you can't just cut that out. You've got to replace it, okay? You can't, with your subconscious, as you know, you can't just take things out. And I don't want that anymore. You've got to replace it.
Isn't this beautiful? Because you know what we're doing right now? We're stepping into warrior spirit, aren't we?
Yeah, it's a nice little segue. Yeah.
Isn't it? Can you tell people about, warrior spirit, and why did you create that? What is it and why did you create it?
Okay, so good question. Thank you for asking. So the warrior spirit label comes from... Every single one of us are warriors. Everyone's got that warrior spirit inside of them. And we've got this illusion, you know, this whatever you mention, warrior, it's like automatically you get that picture in your head, you know, the sword, the shield, the armour.
Thor.
That's one version.
Yeah.
That's cool. But there's many different versions of a warrior. You got that strong feminine energy, Helen. That's your warrior spirit in that example of it.
Sure, it's in my voice.
Exactly. Everyone's got that warrior spirit inside of them. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's that element. And the team part of it is collectively we are one big team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be one big collective team push forward to create the world that we want to live in, okay?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So that's what warrior spirit is.
Correct.
That's why you created it.
Correct.
With that intention, that energy.
Correct. And that's the team's part of it because we are a team,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the powers that be have tried to distance us, but we've got to come together as one, as a community. And the way that's going to happen is small little communities all over the place.
Sure.
Eventually merging as one. And it's going to take time and we've got to be patient as well too. And the universe will deliver what you need, okay? And patience, let's be honest. Patience is one thing humanity needs to start with.
I know that everybody that's listening will go, like if I said, do you need more patience? They would all be certainly saying yes.
Absolutely.
Mm.
So how do I get more patience? Well, you can start just with the simple little things, okay? So stop whatever task you're doing, just focus on that task without the thought of, I've got to get this done to move on to the next thing.
Well, that's being in the present, isn't it?
Yeah, being in the present. So practice. Practice makes improvement. Practice doesn't make perfection. It's a rubbish, nonsense saying. Get rid of it. Because I can't measure perfection, but I can measure improvement. I can't measure perfection. I'm never going to be content because I'm always trying to get somewhere that I feel like I'm never getting.
Mm.
But if I'm focusing on improvement, practice makes improvement. I can measure improvement. I can get excited. Gee whiz, I started there. Look where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you hope. That gives you more motivation.
These ideas, sorry to cut in.
That's okay.
But so what you're teaching, well, you are teaching through Warrior Spirit, is really what you experienced and what you've learned.
This is my life.
Right.
Yeah. I just didn't, what, you think I just turned up here? You think the public speaker you see and the person that you see on the online and doing different public speaking events and emceeing, well, you think I just magically appeared? Man, that was hard toil.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of trial and error.
Yep.
That was a lot of honest conversations with self. That was a lot of getting out of your comfort zone. That was a lot of trying to instill belief in yourself and just shedding away, because what you have is already there.
Yeah.
Stop trying to search for it. It's there. What you can't see is, you can't see it because of all the fog around it, because of all the limiting belief statements, because of all the beliefs that you've taken on that someone else has put in your head. You didn't put them there. Someone else put them there. It's about clearing that fog away to see what is actually there. Keep gaining your knowledge. Keep getting smarter. Keep growing. And that's it. That's just a simple process, but we overcomplicate things.
That's a beautiful message. It's just try every day to be a better version of yourself. Yeah. Yes.
And some days you're not going to do it. And that's okay.
Yep.
And that's where the reflection comes on. But with my reflections, what I set my intention from the start of the day, the reflections at the end of every day, I work on the... And it might be as simple as your reflections is, hey, that conversation I had with that person, I probably should have listened to
many people don't do that.
Well, you have to.
Absolutely. Doing? Review of the day, or even the review of the last 6 months or the last 12 months is
good. But always finish with the positive. Always finish with what you did well, what you were pleased with. And it might even have just been, you know, the most insignificant, innocuous thing that you might think is insignificant or innocuous, or is it?
Be your own cheerleader.
Correct. Be your own cheerleader, but be your... That's a great example.
Because how many of us have got that voice in our head that says, you know, it's critical and it's judgmental and it's judging everyone around you and you
There's a thing. And once again, but it starts with you. And if you're one of these judgmental people, okay, and once again, be honest with yourself, where does it start from? So stop judging yourself. Okay, everything resonates with you. You stop doing things on yourself, like the judgment, the this, the that, then that emanates outwards, and then you'll stop inflicting that on other people as well too.
Well, it comes right back to what I said at the beginning of the show when I go, you can sit around your whole life waiting for life to get better. No one else is going to do it. You have to do it yourself.
Now,
so what did you create then with Tim?
Team Warrior Spirit, well, it's my passion. From the moment I started working with youth, to see what I've done with someone has actually helped them increase their courage.
So this is what you were doing with youth from
absolutely.
Back then?
Yeah, 20 years ago I've done this.
Right.
Okay? 20 years I've done this with youth and community.
You've been trying to help and change our kids for the better.
Exactly. And then the chance to do this with adults come around a few years ago. And so now I run the Warrior Spirit Seminars, and I've got one coming up on Monday the 11th, so next Monday, for three consecutive Mondays. So
are these in person or are these online?
These are online.
So where can people go?
Yes. It's teamwarriorspirit.com, so teamwarriorspirit.com.
Mm-hmm.
Send me a message through the contact button, and we'll get you on for the seminar next week. I am that confident that it helps people, that if you are not happy or you think you've got nothing from the seminar, I'll give you your money back.
Disclaimer, everybody, disclaimer. Yep.
That's how confident I am. I know this.
Become a warrior, and if you don't, there's a money-back guarantee.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
If you do the seminar and you feel like you've got nothing from it whatsoever, I'll gladly give you money back, but I guarantee you that you will.
So what are they going to learn about themselves?
That's for them to find out.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, I can't. People will find out about themselves what they'll find out about themselves. But what we cover is the first night we work through dispelling those limiting belief statements they hold on the self.
Well, because don't we become like another version of ourselves through our lives? The one that, the one that...
If you're the same person you were 6 months ago, you're not doing something wrong.
Now that says it better than what I was trying to spit out. Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
Know thyself.
Correct.
Right? Know thyself is so important.
But it's a hunger. I mean, you know what it's like, Helen. Mm-hmm. I am hungry to keep... and then Peter Crone says, I reference him a lot, but it's just going along...
I'd much rather reference you.
Unlocking the padlocks. Yeah, but you've got to give credit to the people you study, don't you? You can't, you know...
Well, we stand on the shoulders of giants, don't we?
Yeah.
That's what I call it.
It's about being humble and not taking credit. But it's not about taking credit for things. It's about passing my knowledge and my expertise to as many as I can to help through, to get through where we're going.
And it's about being thirsty for something better.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Because there's a price we pay if we don't.
The price of discipline or the price of regret?
Well, there's certainly a couple of options there. Mm. Yeah. I just know that when I didn't change and I conformed and, I was trying to stick myself like a round peg in a square hole, I would get very frustrated.
You know, because that's your soul singing to
Absolutely.
You.
There was something else that was thirsty and wanting more, and if I didn't listen to it and I tried to just shut it down, frustration
kept
was my key.
Tapping on the shoulder and say, hey.
Yeah, because I would cause trouble. That was, that frustration would turn into, I'm going to cause trouble.
School, bang. Mm. That's what happens with kids in school.
Mm.
School did not resonate with me. Okay, so all these young kids that school doesn't resonate with them and then they get bored and all that, there's a reason for that.
Mm.
Okay, that's why the homeschooling network is taking off like you wouldn't believe. A lot more people are homeschooling their kids now, which is great to see.
I'm hearing exactly the same thing.
System. Yeah. Get them out of there.
Especially during the last 5 years, people started making a whole heap of different choices
about...
For
God's sake, get them out of there. Please get them out of there.
Hmm.
If I had a child, there's no way I would be sending him to the indoctrination camps with other school systems at the moment.
Yeah.
When we clean it up and we get the system that we want, absolutely. But right now, get them out. Please, just get them out. If you love your kids, get them out of the system. Even if that means you've got to sacrifice and make a little bit less money, it's your children here we're talking about. And the things that they're being taught in the school system at the moment is absolutely disgusting.
And we're going to come back for another conversation about this, Craig. You know, I bet we are,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
I want to thank you so much. Thank you for your inspiration. Thank you for your passion. It just comes through in every word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to. If you're not going to get passionate about your own existence, why are you here?
Mm, agree.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Craig.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you for what you're doing.
You're welcome. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.